You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
There's no weed.
Yes, it's back. We return this week. I talked to Tara from Hub Zero New Zealand out in Pāmua about waste-based social enterprises and essentially cleaning up the community waste-wise, but just doing all kinds of things from that. Here we go. Who, what, and why is Hub Zero? So it's a big, broad question, but we'll just...
Hub Zero is a collective of community organisations and community members. So what we do is we come together and we upcycle from waste. So we help to create and build up waste-based social enterprises, which is a little bit of a weird kind of frame, or kind of a term, kind of like, what does that mean? So I'll break it down for you a little bit. It's a social enterprise is doing more than charitable trusts in the term of making profit, but the profit returns back to the purpose that it's originally there for. So waste-based is around the focus of reducing waste and taking things out of the waste stream to create product. So we create product and then sell it, and then the profits go back to the creators.
Are there any like specific projects within Hub Zero, or is it just a general kind of program that is working under this kind of umbrella as a waste-based social enterprise?
So it's a collective. So we've got quite a few different people that are working on different projects. Our very first project was to secure a site. And so we managed to do that in June this year. And so we're really, really new. Up until then, we were working on creating a good network and making sure people have good capability to be able to actually build up their enterprises. But now we've got the site. And so we've just been focusing for the last 4 months about how to get that site up and running. And in that site, there are different places for people to come and base themselves in and work from and hold meetings and workshops and gatherings and all that sort of stuff. So we do all of those things. So every single one of those groups have got their own little projects going on. So one of our settling tenants is making bunting out of canvases that it would have gone to landfill. And another one's taking a whole lot of material from landfill and waste and creating bags and pillows and clothing out of it. So everyone's got their own little focus.
I was doing some reading on the website, and so there was a thing called repair cafes as well, which seems an interesting term.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like a poetry cafe for upcycling?
Wow, yeah, that's quite an interesting way of looking at it. It's repair cafes has actually come from overseas, and so it's a chance for people to be able to come and bring their things that they need to fix, and then we help them fix it with having experts on the day. So at the moment, the Chinese Conservation Education Trust is running those, and we're focusing primarily on home appliances. So anything you can carry, you can bring. So we don't want fridges, and we don't want anything that's any larger than, but microwaves, dehumidifiers, any of those sort of things, home appliances, bring them in and then we can help fix them up.
Wow, picturing people like lining up carrying all these appliances. So the general aim of Hub Zero is kind of like to kind of reframe how we look at waste. Is that kind of somewhat right?
Yeah, that's right. It's really, we have got a lot of waste, especially Auckland, have got a lot of waste that's going into the landfill, and we need to stop thinking about the things that are going into our red bins as being waste, because a lot of people kind of just see out of sight, out of mind, but we actually, what we need to do is we need to focus on taking things out of landfill, preventing them from going in the first place, and creating more out of it. So we should be recycling, we should be upcycling, we actually first of all need to be reducing, because we just completely overconsume. We buy things in fashion. I mean, it's ridiculous. We've got to stop doing that.
Yeah, it's quite a dangerous cycle. It's doing this segment or like learning thing at high school about sustainable fashion. And for me, it was just kind of a bit of a laughing stock kind of thing. It's like, well, you can make, I mean, I'm 100% pro ethical fashion and like pro upcycling fashion. But it's the thing of like, if it's fashion, it works in the cycle. And it's like, that it's inherent in the actual system. I think it's the same thing as well, which is dangerous when we can see it coming into like food consumption and like homeware consumption, because that is kind of like there's this kind of scary like ethical eating food trends, and it's kind of like, well, if it's only a trend, then what are we doing with this? So is part of that kind of moving towards a kind of zero waste system?
Yeah, it definitely is. So we need to head towards zero waste. And Auckland Council has got that commitment for 2040 that we should be zero waste by then. We won't get there just by having the aspiration. We need to be changing our behaviours now. And that's what they're trying to do, Council are. But Hub Zero is completely independent from Council. There are other CRCs, they call them, Community Recycling Centres around Auckland, that are actually owned and controlled by Council. But Hub Zero is not. We're owned and run by a collective of charitable organisations and community members because we're passionate about making a change, and we're also focused on creating profit out of it. So that way we become more sustainable as well. We can't keep relying on funding. And we do definitely need it now because we're in a seedling stage, but our aspiration is within 5 years' time, we'll be completely independent and we'll be able to run on our own steam, hopefully.
What kind of steps can one, and kind of in the sense of like an individual or a household or even a business, become zero waste, like, or even start to reduce their waste?
Yeah, I think I really like how you shifted that from zero waste to reduce, because I think that's really, really important, that there are steps and there is a process. And so first of all, start reducing and start doing really simple things, like saying no to straws is a really big and popular one right now, and that's great, but actually saying no to all of your cutlery. So your knives, forks, spoons, it's so easy to take all of those as well as a metal straw around the place, and just saying no to everything, taking along with a click-clack container that you can take. I mean, those things are really simple. I think it really helps if businesses and managers and people like that actually lead the way. And so if they actually take disposable things out of your workforce, and if they take the option of buying disposable products out of the events that you do and things like that, it automatically shifts the whole of your business or the whole of your organization to focusing on reducing your waste. That one little thing can spark a whole lot of other things. And another thing that we Hub Zero is all about is creativity, right? So find a creative solution to your problem. So, okay, I'm creating waste out of this. What is my creative solution? And if you need help, that's where you come to Hub Zero and we can help you. So we're all about the little man and trying to build them up.
You were saying before that the council kind of has this goal to move towards being zero waste by 2040. How possible is it to expand kind of like a zero waste program to a national scale, or in this case with the council, to like a regional scale?
It's very possible, and it has been done overseas. I can't remember the countries that it's been in, but it has definitely been successful overseas. And so it is definitely something that we need to strive for, and we actually don't have an option. If we want our city, our country, our world to actually be here in further than two generations, we actually have to dramatically change our ways. So it's not a matter of is it possible, it's actually we have to make it possible. And yeah, we have to figure out ways to do it. And so that's why we need to start thinking more innovatively, because if we just keep recycling, that's not going to be enough. And recycling is actually quite far down on the scale. So we need to go. And heaps of people are like, oh, I recycle, I'm environmentally conscious. It's like, no. Yeah.
It's certainly a little bit more than that. We've just finished a kind of segment at university about urban environment issues. And so we're looking at this, the triangle, and it's like, oh, maybe we're not as far forward as we thought we were.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying that the Mangukuke and Tamaki Local Board, as well as the Waste Minimization and Innovation Fund, are kind of helping to back Hub Zero in the initial stages?
Yeah.
How important do you think it is for the council and other kind of sub-council kind of organisations and groups who back projects like this in order to kind of either raise awareness or just to get the ball moving?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. There is no way we would have gotten across the line without the Maungiki Ki Tāmaki local board. They were the funds that funded us from the very beginning. And then that was backed up by the WMF grant, which anyone can go for those grants. So the local board, every single person in Auckland Council is a part of a local board, and we can all go for them. And majority of them have some kind of focus on environment in some way. So that's really awesome. The WMF grant, Waste Minimisation Innovation Fund, is that next level up. Right. And so if you're looking to get to that next level, then that's where you go to for that one. And you can do ones for just local areas or for Auckland wide. So yeah, we're in the running for another one of those for December as well.
That's exciting to hear.
Yeah.
Do you think there's an increasing presence of these projects and community projects in general in Tamaki Makaurau? But also, do you think that this increasing presence, if there is one, reflects anything in particular?
There is a massive increase of the different ones. And what I think it reflects is that, it's kind of like anything. Like, do you remember the plastic bag campaign and when it first started?
Yeah.
It was, the focus was coming from consumers. And that's where it's going to change. So if the government keeps saying things, we don't listen very well. But if just residents and local community members say it and they get passionate enough to create little micro activities, then that's what makes the change. So it's incredibly important to see that happen. And that's why people like us at Hub Zero and other groups like us is so vital, because that's what our core focus is to make sure that we build up those little things. And so people can come with one little idea and we can help them amplify that into an actual whole business. And that's and we need more and more of those. So say, for example, Brooke, one of our seedling tenants, is making these bunting flags out of canvas, right? That is a direct competition for the landfill stuff that you can get online that you just buy and throw away. If you pay a little bit more to get this bunting from Hub Zero, then you can actually have it forever and use it for every other celebration. And they're even their canvas, so you can even like change the colours if you wanted to. If you wanted to draw on them or spray paint them, then it will hold. So so it's about that sustainable way of thinking, and the more micro things that happen throughout all of Auckland will create the change. Just like the plastic bag campaign.
Mm. We've got two last kind of quick fire questions.
Yeah.
First of all, what's your favourite thing that you've seen be done with waste?
Oh, okay, I'll be a little bit biased here. So my son is 9 years old, and he has created two things out of plastic bags. So one of them is a rope, and then he decided that was quite heavy, and so we used that rope for a clothesline. But he's also made skipping ropes out of them as well. So I'll be biased and say that.
That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool. Like, yeah. Even if it wasn't a slight nepotistic bias there, I'd still rate that quite highly. And last one, what does community mean to you?
Oh, I love that. I love that. So one of my, just a little bit of a segue into that is, so I come to Hub Zero from an organisation called Rako Totoko. And so we build up communities through engagement and empowerment. And so we talk about what is community all the time. And so we define community as three different things: place, interest, and future. So if we looked at community in those three different ways, who is in the place that we're connecting with, who is interested in the place that we're connecting with, and who we will be in the future. And that completely changes who we actually engage with when we're going to go into a particular project. So that's how I define community.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.